We finally have an NBA champion, and what a good team. What a good way to finish the NBA season. You're tuned into the Bet Like Mike Show in dailysports.com. My name is John Jansen, and joined by Mr. Mike North at North to North on Twitter. We got NBA champions, Mike North.
Yeah, I mean, the Milwaukee Bucks, John, I mean, let's be honest about it. Giannis took a lot of heat. I can't believe he's already played there 8 years.
Yeah,
I watched that game. I mean, I've never had nothing against the guy, but I guess he took heat because he hadn't won yet. He was a two-time MVP. But did people fail to look around what they had around him at that time? The team grew. They knew their roles. Budenholzer did a great job. It's over with him not being a good coach, regardless of how people feel about him in other cities. He did win 60 games in two different spots, and now he's got a championship with a small market team, with a superstar that said, I'm not going anywhere else. I'm not going to take the easy way like a lot of people have done, and maybe this is going to help the game a little bit. They played 1990 style physical defense last night. That's why you saw guys like Devin Booker, who have free reign during the season. Nobody plays D at all. They have free reign to put up points. You saw DeAndre Ayton during the regular season and in the early postseason dominate because they played loosey-goosey on defense, and then they went back to the 80s and 90s last night and played physical defense, blocked shots. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the freak, best finals I've seen since Jordan. Easily. 340-point games, a ton of rebounds, blocks, assists, never stopped playing hard. He's just a prototype, and he's the best player in basketball. Anybody want to debate me on that, go ahead. Because I never considered him that until I look at his body of work now.
I think you're allowed to say that now. And you know what's really great about it is, you know, I could say that about, you know, four or five different guys. You know, I can make the argument for a lot. It's fun. The NBA now, it, like Kawhi Leonard in 2019 when he won the finals, you know, it was the offseason of Kawhi Leonard's one of the best players in the league. He could be the best, you know, wherever he goes, he's going to make a championship team. This is the Bucks are now a legitimate championship team. And, you know, it makes even another contender, another guy that we can put in that debate. And it makes the NBA to me more interesting. Giannis is unquestionably, without a doubt, one of the best players in the NBA. And he makes the Bucks always a championship team. And we finally saw that come to fruition. And now next season is even more intriguing because now the list grows of championship level talent. And I love that.
He's a two-time MVP, defensive player of the year. The guy puts up 30 points a game in the finals. Average 30 incredible. Points a game with 340-point games. I don't want to hear Durant. I don't want to hear Harden. I don't want to hear the lazy asses that sit on their ass. I mean, the nonsense that I heard about LeBron's ankle for 2 months, this kid hyperextended his knee in this finals. In this finals, talking about Giannis. And he played. So the nonsense that Davis and LeBron were so hurt, this kid hyperextended his knee in this series and then took over on a leg and a half, if you want to call it that. And you know what? This is great for the league because maybe some of these lazy asses like Kyrie Irving, Harden that get fat, Kawhi Leonard plays when he wants to. Maybe, just maybe, I've said you have to spar to win a title fight. Giannis spars all year long. He doesn't sit around. He doesn't sit out. He's everything that the NBA needed at this time.
Yeah, well, they needed another star, I think, because the Suns-Bucks series was always, you know, there's not enough star power. It's not LeBron James or it's not Steph Curry. And look, I understand that, but now Giannis is made into that star. Giannis is that guy. And so now you can add him into the conversations. I think his games become that much more intriguing. And yes, now it's just not all of a sudden the Nets are going to win the Eastern Conference. Now it's, oh, can they actually get past Giannis? Like, he's legitimate. Like, are they able to get past him? And to even have that question is awesome. I think that's incredible for the league, and it makes things much more interesting now. And I can name about six or seven teams that I think are title contenders.
Oh, yeah. And if any of them picked him up, I mean, if the Portland Trailblazers picked him up tomorrow and they had Damian Lillard still on the team, they're contenders.
Damian Lillard, wherever he goes, if he goes to a nice spot, that team could automatically.
Well, here we go again. Maybe I'll go and be comfortable with some superstars and try to latch on. Here's what I'm going to say. two-time MVP, finals MVP, defensive player of the year, average 30 points a game. Everybody else take a step down. There's no conversation with me. He's the best player in the game. And then when he goes and shoots free throws like he did last night, and Van Gundy and everybody's shocked because they've been downriding him. Everybody downrides his performance. He stuck it up every critic's, he won't say it, ass last night. He stuck he it did. Up all the, I've never talked about him. I've always thought he was a heck of a player. Did I think he deserved the MVP? I don't know. But after what I've seen over this past year, after what I've seen over the postseason, you can keep Jokic, you can keep Doncic. I'll take Antetokounmpo for the next 3-4 years.
Oh, absolutely. I will. Yeah. Yeah.
And how about this? Where's all his help? I mean, you got a guy that goes 4-for-20 or something from the field, and he's one of your three. You got another guy, Middleton, that played up and down yesterday, hit a very big shot. But the nonsense that Middleton, that I heard yesterday, and I told you, some people had him written down as MVP. They should have their cards taken away. They should have their NBA beat taken away. If you're a talk show host, you should be disgraced today. Because this kid just shut any of the critics up. I saw every game Michael Jordan ever played. I went to a ton of games that Michael Jordan played. Since Jordan, and I'll tell you right now, this was as impressive as anything Jordan's ever done last night. Because Jordan had Pippen and Rodman. Jordan had Horace Grant and Pippen. This guy's got Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton, a G League cast off, and you're winning championships. That's
well, I want to give. I wouldn't say like Chris Middleton is the greatest number two, but Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday are good players, and I do want to give credit to Middleton for a couple games this series, and mostly give credit to Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday probably had one of the toughest defensive assignments out of all any player in this series because he had to take on the two guards, the two daunting task guards of Devin Booker and Chris Paul. And I thought Drew Holiday held his own. I thought he was spectacular. So, yeah, it's
he was atrocious. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
He held
his
own.
He was. Oh, yeah.
You know, Drew Holiday was atrocious. Middleton is a hit or miss. This is the weakest supporting cast I've seen in 30 years. Nah, I'll take the Cleveland one with LeBron, too. Cleveland supporting cast. He had Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving, though. I mean, yes. Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving
was a big part. Yeah, I think Kyrie Irving was better than anything else.
I mean, you know what? It's just amazing to me that there's even a debate. This kid's the best player in the game, bar none. He buried everybody yesterday, took them all down. And I'm sorry I didn't bet him when they were 300 plus 300. They were third in the Eastern Conference. That's over with. And hopefully now other players will see, even though the most of them are lazy asses and they want a ring any way they can get it, this kid did it the right way. By the way, folks, look at the border. Isn't it beautiful? WinDailySports.com. You got John Jansen at JJansen34 North to North. Make sure you check it all out, and we'll have some fun with that. Now, we'd like to talk longer about this, but we could talk about this for the next couple of days it was such an impressive thing. I mean, it's the first time I watched a full NBA without changing the channel this year, without changing the channel. You know, it gets a little boring at times. You look around, maybe you come back late, you flip around. I stayed the whole game. I couldn't believe how good this kid was and how intense he was. And once again, LeBron, you have that bad ankle. This kid hyperextended his knee, and he played.
Yeah, it's also the fact that LeBron is 36, and there are some younger guys coming for him. You know, LeBron's not in his prime and can fend off these guys like he used to because he was just the best player in the league and, you know, by a wide gap. But now that gap is closed a bit. LeBron's getting a little bit older, and now it's not automatic.
By the way, for all you Kevin Durant fans, for all you Kevin Durant fans or anybody else, I'll take Giannis. You people fight amongst the rest of them, okay? Fight amongst the rest of them. This kid took a small market team that hadn't won in 50 years, had an injured knee, and whipped everybody's tail. Now, how stupid does Aaron Rodgers look when he cries about not having a whole lot of help? after a guy in his own state, who, by the way, has now taken over as the main man in that state of Wisconsin, Aaron Rodgers, take a step down, okay? He's got as many championships as you. But this nonsense I heard yesterday, he turned down a 2-year extension. Whoop-de-doo, he's got 3 years left on the deal he's got now. So that's no big deal. That means nothing. Take it from a guy who got extensions back in the day, okay? If I had 3 years on my deal, I got an extension when I had 2 years on my deal. I took it. I love the security. I love the money. But I could have said, no, I'll revisit it because I got 2 years left on my deal. Like, he sacrificed something to give up, to not sign that extension. He's still Packers property for 3 years, John.
Yeah, I think this wasn't, you know, oh, he's on his way out the door. You know, I don't think that had anything in that conversation, but it is, I think it is another kind of way to look at, he just doesn't like Green Bay and the way that their front office and GM mostly is treating him. So he's not going to sign any extensions. He's not going to prolong his time there. Who knows if he even plays this season, but I think.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Because you brought up something. How much money does he make a year? And he was the MVP.
He makes a lot of money.
Okay. All right. Whatever that is, 20, 30, who knows what he makes? How do they mistreat him? Why? How do they mistreat him? Every quarterback in the game could use better players around him. I'm just trying to figure out, he thinks he played by himself, you know, instead of being like Giannis, who thanked all his teammates last night. All this guy does is sometimes bury him, throw him under the bus, and then say at the end of the year, I had nobody around me. You didn't throw the ball to yourself. He's an arrogant human being, and I'm so happy Giannis is in his state.
Well,
to share it the way Dwayne's done the right way.
Well, the thing is, Milwaukee did everything they can to get as much around Giannis, and everything was built around him. Aaron Rodgers had Jordan Love drafted behind him. You know, I think Aaron Rodgers just saw what Tom Brady did and saw Tom Brady go to an organization like Tampa, how relaxed Brady is, how much easier things have been. He doesn't have to stand under the regime of Bill Belichick. And I think Aaron Rodgers saw that and says, look, I want to do my own thing too. I want to go somewhere that I feel respected.
You won't have to listen to anybody when he goes to another team. He'll just tell the coach.
It's not that not listen to anybody, but that the team respects his opinion and respects him like he is a top quarterback. The Patriots didn't do that with Brady.
Well, you know, they show him Aaron Rodgers. He's not a top quarterback. And when you say they surrounded Giannis, my God, are you kidding me?
They made a bunch of moves this offseason, which paid off. They got Drew Holiday.
I mean, you got a guy named Connaughton playing next to you. You got guys that played on other teams. You got a guy that played in the G League. I mean, they didn't surround him with Durant's and Harden's and everybody else.
No, but they surrounded him with a good team and a good, well-rounded team.
If Rodgers goes to Denver, tell me how great all the Denver players are. Isn't he going to an equal situation?
No, I would say, well, no, Denver, first of all.
Who does Denver have?
Denver has a great wide receiver group, a lot better than other than Devontae Smith. Green Bay doesn't really have much. They have used
Devontae Smith, who's other than Devontae Smith, better than anybody on Denver, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
He's great, but there was a chance for Green Bay to add on to that, and they didn't. They instead drafted a backup running back, and they drafted a backup quarterback, two guys that have hardly seen the field at all in the last.
And he got all his panties in a bunch, because you think Giannis would get his panties in a bunch if they drafted a center next year?
Well, I mean, this is just what the quarterback position is, though. Like they are the
prima donna.
They are this. Quarterbacks like to be in control. Russell Wilson was the same way this offseason. Tom Brady was the same way. Left at Tampa Bay and then won a Super Bowl with them. I think Aaron Rodgers saw what was happening in Green Bay and them kind of working things around him and not telling him what was going on.
I'm still trying to figure out how you finish first place with MVP, and then you say he's seen everything that's happening at Green Bay. They have a good team. Believe me.
Well, because of him. I mean, if they lose him, they are a very
good
receiver.
They have a pretty good receiver.
They have
one. Does he play by himself? Because all I heard is when Giannis was by himself, he sucked, even though he won MVP. Okay? He never said a word. He said, I'll stay here. Give me some guys. They give him Drew Holiday. Nobody can. They were plus 300, and they were ranked third or fourth to win the East before the injuries happened. Now, will that happen again next year? Maybe, but will there be injuries next year? I don't think so. Do you think, John, you'll see more teams now get rid of this piece of crap load management? I mean, because this kid plays all the time, doesn't miss games. People love him, and he won. And he's the best player in the game. Like Jordan played every game.
I don't think we see load management get rid of. That's here to stay. I wish they would do it differently, because I will admit there I was frustrated all season when there was a big marquee matchup and we were waiting to see it, and then every star player would be out. You know, that needs to change. But no, I think load management.
Well, then you're going to still have injuries. Then you're going to have injuries because you can't turn it on and can't turn it off. You can't show up to the show twice a week and be as good as you are if you show up 5 days a week. That's my point. If a talk show host does 1 day a week or 2 days a week and then sits out the other three, he's not going to be the best talk show host he can be. If a boxer doesn't spar 6 weeks before a title fight and he decides to spar a week before, he's going to get his ass kicked. I think you got to play. That's just my opinion. Now, last but not least, Johnny, good stuff today. Are you going to go see Space Jam? Because I'm hearing some bad things. I'm hearing some bad reviews, but that might be LeBron haters. I don't know. Have you seen Space Jam yet? I'm not going to see it. I didn't see Space Jam 1, but I do know from what I've been reading and everything else, they say the Jordan 1, because it was first, maybe, because it's Jordan, much better. Have you heard anything?
Yeah, I've seen the reviews, but I don't. I mean, the movies like these aren't supposed to be reviewed well. Even Space Jam 1 wasn't reviewed well. It's a kid's movie. Kids enjoy it. I enjoyed Space Jam 1. Because I was like 7 years old and it was Bugs Bunny with Michael Jordan. I'll tell you what, at 7 years old, I didn't really know who the hell Michael Jordan was. I'm not going to lie. Like, I had no idea. But Michael Jordan was with Bugs Bunny and helping beat the Monstar. So I love Michael Jordan. So it was great. So it's a kid's movie. I will watch Space Jam 2. I will like it. But also, Michael Jordan had one advantage that LeBron doesn't. Michael Jordan had a Bill Murray, all right? Bill Murray was in that movie, and Bill Murray was fantastic in that movie. LeBron James, unfortunately, does not have that kind of comedic presence. Another thing,
LeBron plays politics, and half the country can't stand him, where Jordan didn't, and everybody went to see him. And by the way, the seven-year-old thing, the parents took you, okay? You didn't walk up to the thing and say, I want a ticket for me. So the parents still got to go see it.
The parents,
no seven-year-old's going to give me a review on Space Jam.
No. The parents saw a kid's movie and said, oh, this is a great opportunity for my kid to shut up for 2 hours. That's great.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the fan. I mean, my God. I just felt like we did just sit down. What did Sia just say? Can you put it back up?
So he said Space Jam is for kids. Kids don't do movie reviews, which I agree with that. I really do.
The parents are the ones that will say, hey, I saw Space Jam 1. I saw Space Jam 2. So maybe you know.
And having a few nieces and nephews, their movie reviews of my sister and my sister-in-law are, the kid sat down for 2 hours and didn't say anything. So that's the movie review. If the kid sat down the entire time, good movie. Great movie.
All right. We go last night. John goes 2-0. It's just a joke, this whole thing. I go 1-0. I took the Bucks. John and I once again hit. John hits the money line. No, I hit the money line. John hit the points.
Yep.
The minus the points with the Bucks, and you won with the Yankees. So we go 3-0 last night, folks. Pass it around. Let people know. You know what? We're getting the job done here. I got one game I'm going to be concentrating on today, my friend. But I got two picks. I'll start off. Okay.
Yeah. See,
this is I think a 3:20 game Chicago time. Baseball, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take it right now. It's a picket game. San Diego over under 8. My first pick is I'm taking the Atlanta Braves, who've had trouble and they've had injuries. Acuna's hurt, everything else. But I'm going to take the Atlanta Braves to win against the San Diego Padres, Jen.
Yeah, this board is rough for today. Me.
Rough board, one unit, two unit plays, maybe.
Yeah, and so I had a play last night where I saw the White Sox at minus 134. They are juiced up already to minus 150.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say this. I don't know if I'm going to take the 150. I think the White Sox are going to win. So if you're strong enough to kind of swallow that pill and take the minus 150, then yeah, you can go ahead and do that. I don't know if I can, though. There's not much. The only ones that I look at really are the Cubs plus 110 and the Giants plus 135. But again, the Giants, I saw plus 160 last night and it went down to plus 135 already. So those are probably the three games. It's just whether or not you find the value in those.
Well, which one you want to take? Give the people something.
I will get, you know what?
Jesus,
I'll take the
man.
White Sox minus 150. Yeah! I'll do that. I'll take the That's White Sox minus 150, and I'll take the Giants plus 135.
That's my guy. Now, I got one more. By the way, Chris Bryant was taken out of a game last night because they said he had a tired hamstring. That's when you are trying to shake a narrative that sometimes you're soft, and then the Cubs come out and say it's not a strained hamstring, it's not a pulled hamstring.
I've never heard of a tired hamstring. So that's
read it. A tired hamstring, and you're trying to shake this off. That's about as soft as it gets. And that means he might be traded soon because they were afraid that maybe he'll injure it or do something to it. I'll take the over in the San Diego Atlanta game, which is 8 also. So I have Atlanta and the over 8 in that game. That's my pick. You got any more? You got the Giants?
No,
and the
that's
White
probably
Sox?
It.
Right.
I got the Giants and the White Sox. Yeah, I'll stick with those two teams. The White Sox have been hot, by the way. White hot. Insanely hot, the White Sox lineup. So I'll take that.
They're the best team in baseball right now, in
they
my
could
opinion.
Be. They really got
everything. Wait till they get their four starters that are out. You know, they don't have a whole lot of help like Aaron Rodgers. They got a lot of guys out. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we did it again. We formed 20 minutes of entertainment. We'll make sure we charge Jay so we don't know for about a minute.
A minute 20 extra. Yeah.
All right. Take care, everybody. We love you.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.